The following resource is from Bethany Baptist Church in Peoria, Illinois. More information about Bethany can be found at bethanycentral.org.
Worthy is the Lamb. Amen. Well, so glad that you're able to come out and welcome Bethany family and welcome all those who are guests. If you're a guest with us, please let us know. We'd love to get to know you or encourage you in any way we possibly can. You know, our plans over the last 3 months, they're constantly in cycle, they're constantly changing. I trust that we're just going to be walking together as we patiently wait on the Lord. But we've decided to make another change just this past week that we want to encourage you with. As we began thinking about coming inside next week and all of the sort of rules, procedures we would have to have for that, we thought it might just be sweeter to stay outside for a little while. So we're going to do that. Yeah, there we go. I love that. So, you know, once we get in the building, we do want to respect our authorities. We want to respect what's happened. I know there's all kinds of different mentalities or thoughts about this pandemic and how to go about it, and that's all appropriate because there's a reasonable options there. But we do want to respect our authority. So when we get in, we would likely encourage wearing of masks if you're not, even more strongly if you're not able to maintain that social distance, which most of us wouldn't be able to as we enter the building, for instance. Then we're going to have to, you know, put people kind of separated out in the sanctuary. There's just sort of a whole bunch of procedures. We thought, well, this seems a little bit more just relaxed, more personal. So we're going to continue to do this. We know that the sun and the heat might drive us indoors at some point. So far, you know, these 4 weeks, the Lord has given us these beautiful, amazing Sunday mornings. So thankful for Him. Yeah, thank the Lord for that. Also, we would really love you to come to an online congregational meeting this Wednesday night. We're going to be talking about some opportunities we have in ministry. You know, while there are some changes in the way we meet together, the church needs to keep moving forward with the gospel. We need to move forward in evangelism, discipleship, and service to our community with Jesus' name lifted up. And so we're going to be talking a little bit about that. It won't be a long meeting, but 7:30 this Wednesday night online, we trust that you'll be able to join us for that. And then I'm going to read scripture in a moment, but I want to introduce our speaker before I do. Pastor Claude White from Grace Baptist Church is here. And, bless you, brother. I cannot say enough about how much respect, esteem I have for Pastor Claude. That every time I talk with him, I'm challenged, challenged with gospel, challenged in faith, encouraged. He's a humble man and yet just so gifted. And God has given him sort of a mind for the gospel that is so sharp. I just delight in every conversation. And we have some of from his church family here as well, Grace Baptist, downtown Peoria. So welcome. Welcome, welcome. Now, Pastor Claude, you can correct me if I'm wrong, you're from more of a tradition where when the pastor says something, the congregation says something back. Is that right? So let's make Claude real comfortable by saying something back when he says something. And he's got a lot to say for us today. All right. Pastor Claude is going to take us to Matthew 6 today. And if you have a Bible, I want to encourage you to turn to Matthew 6. I get that up for myself here, and he's going to teach us a little bit from a section of the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. So let's stand as I read this prayer. I'm going to start with verse 9. He's going to really focus on verse 13 today, but then I'll pray and then Pastor Claude will come. So Jesus, in teaching his disciples, us, to pray, says, pray then in this way. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Let's pray, and then you can be seated. Pastor Claude will come. Father in heaven, we thank you for this morning. We want to lift up the name of Jesus together. You are the triune God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We exalt you. You are a good, good Father. You invite us to pray, and then you teach us to pray so that our praying would have great effect and influence. Lord, I pray that you would teach us at Bethany to be a real praying family, praying about those things which are most important to you, the hallowing of your name, your kingdom, that we would be a people seeking first your kingdom, seeking first your kingdom in prayer, in our relationships, in our actions. And then, Lord, that you invite us to pray about the things that are important to us, daily food, forgiveness of sin, a protection against the evil one. And, Lord, I pray that you would bless Pastor Claude. Thank you for him. Thank you for Grace Baptist Church and the light that she is in this city. Please, Lord, bless her, the church, and her ministries. Every church is going through some trials and in this season, Lord, I pray that you'd strengthen your church in the midst of trial. You send trials to strengthen us, not just individuals, but as churches. Strengthen our church here at Bethany as well. Strengthen us in faith, hope, and love. And Lord, I just pray that you would bless Pastor Claude as he speaks, that he would receive a blessing from you even as he speaks, and that we would also receive a blessing through your choice servant. Thank you, Father, for your word. Teach us, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Claude.
All right, awesome. Yeah, brother. Praise the Lord. Certainly, I'm excited to be here on this morning to share my convictions of the gospel of Jesus Christ, giving reverence to God to your illustrious pastor, Pastor Burko, to each of you, my brothers and sisters. You don't get anything from this message. At least know that I love Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to dwell from this particular topic, placing our confidence in God. These petitions, petitions 6 and 7 in this prayer that Jesus is teaching his disciples and a multitude as he is on a mountain. It's often referred to as the Sermon on the Mount. He is teaching them how to pray. But even as he is modeling what prayer ought be, he is also giving them encouragement to understand that we can find confidence in God. These petitions, for some, may appear to be a bit confusing. It begins by asking God to lead us not into temptation. They are an acknowledgement of God being the leader and we being his followers. It's not that God would lead us head on into temptation, but the understanding that we as followers of God will understand and recognize that there will be temptation along the way as we journey. Our responsibility becomes to focus upon God and avoid being distracted. As Jesus teaches this prayer, as he models this prayer, he is helping his disciples to understand the necessity of relying upon the guidance of God to lead them through and away from the temptations that will lie in wait for them. Mind you again that these petitions give us some encouragement to understand that it is voluntary submission to the directives of God. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lead us not into temptation means guide me, Lord. Show me the way. Make the paths that I travel noticeable so that I do not stumble and fall. I want to do well on this morning because I believe somebody, each of us, most of us, a few of us, all of us, have run into some temptation. And we found ourselves in need of God. Now, if you don't need God, man, let me have a little conversation with you later. Jesus teaches his disciples to confidently seek the guidance and protection of God. So if we're going to emulate what Jesus is teaching and this or these petitions in this prayer, I believe there are a couple of things we got to do. First of all, we must submit to the direction of God. We must submit to the direction of God. The very presence of the word lead in the text is a reminder that we are not in charge, nor are we alone. The word establishes that we will follow. I wish not to oversimplify it, so let me say it this way. Matter of fact, the words of that old, that great philosopher Sting would say, every move you make, every breath you take, oh yeah, every one of them must be made under the obedience of God, in obedience to God. These petitions point back to an earlier petition in the prayer, which says in verse 10, your will be done. It is a request that admits to our susceptibility to stray and yield to temptation. We are in need of the direction of God. Jesus is teaching his disciples to subject themselves to the authority of God. This can only be done, and this can only begin to be done, by being led by God. Again, this part of the petition is a request to be led away from temptation. As you lead us, direct us toward your will. As you lead us, divert us from temptation. As you lead us, empower us to resist temptation. So when we subject or submit to the direction of God, we are attentive to God's voice. As we follow God, we should be listening to God, following his voice as we travel the way. And hearing his voice will keep us from the dangers of sin, which are beckoned by temptation. Now, this word temptation, it means to be enticed to sin, to make someone or do something wrong. The key word in the definition is sin. And often when we consider temptation, Sometimes we only focus on sensuality. Amen. But how many of you know that there are a myriad of ways we can be tempted? You know, I have to pray to God every time I pass a McDonald's. Don't lead me in that way. Don't lead me that way. There are a myriad of ways. And perhaps there are some things that you have to call on His name. Help me resist. So these temptations or this temptation that he's speaking of covers a myriad of temptation. And this is why it becomes paramount to hear the voice of God daily. Listening to God's voice will drown out the strange voices of temptation. This attentiveness comes through reading God's word. It comes by reflecting upon what God requires to please Him. So when we submit to the direction of God, we are focused on God's presence. We can avoid temptations as we acknowledge that God is not only leading us, but guess what? He is with us. We live with a God who hears all and sees all. Now, hear me well, because I believe that many of us, we believe there's a God. But for some reason, we think God is blind. But God hears all. And He sees all. And He's ever present in our life. As a matter of fact, He sees what's ahead of us. Big Mama, y'all excuse me, that's a term of endearment that we call Grandmama or the matriarch of a family down south. So when I refer to Big Mama, I'm talking about Big Mama. Well, anyway, so Big Mama would say it like this: God sees what you don't see. And before you are around the corner, He's done already handled it. Oh, thank God for Big Mama. In this text, Jesus is not giving and does not want us to carry the impression that we will not be tempted. Jesus desires that we understand that we can overcome temptation because of our dependence upon our ever-present God. Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, He will also provide the way, this is the shouting part, the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. I like you guys. In the supermarket one day, a mother was pushing a shopping cart with a small child in it. And as she was not paying attention to where she was going, she turned down an aisle and suddenly realized it was the candy aisle. So immediately she turned completely around and went the other direction. She knew her child would not be able to handle the situation. And I'd like to submit to you today that in the same way, God protects us from things we cannot handle. Amen. So what do? We keep our focus on the presence of God. When we're faced with temptation, pray. Devote yourself to reading God's word daily. Disassociate yourself. Disassociate ourselves from people who do not value the guidance of God. Praying with confidence means that we must submit to the direction of God. But lastly, it means that we must submit to the power of God. Again, in these petitions, Jesus demonstrates a couple of requests. The first being to lead us, and then the second being to protect us. As we follow God, protect us from evil, he says. Now, in the original text, the word sometimes is translated from the evil one, or the evil one, deliver us from the evil one. And if read, it would sound something like, but deliver us from the evil one. Who is the evil one? No, the evil one is not, you know, not your wife, it's not your husband, it's not your children. The evil one is not your arch nemesis. The evil one is Satan himself. Satan looks for the opportunity to wreak havoc in the life of the believer. Deliver us from the snares of the evil one. Deliver us from the influence of the evil one. Deliver us from the manipulation of the evil one. Deliver us from the presence of the evil one. This petition reminds us that we cannot defeat Satan alone. That's what Jesus is pointing out. You can't do it by yourself. So we need to have that confidence that God can handle it. Deliver us. We need the presence and the power of God. Who else can deliver us but God? When we submit to the power of God, we have confidence, or we are assured this confidence in God's power to deliver us. It is clear that Jesus is showing that God will deliver those who trust his power. And this word deliver, it means to rescue, to save, or to preserve someone from someone or something. This is not an accidental phrase by Jesus in this prayer. Jesus is intentionally reminding his disciples that they are up against a formidable enemy. Satan is on the prowl. We can't handle him by ourselves, but for the deliverance of God. He says, deliver us from the evil one. Only the power of God can deliver from the works of Satan. You can't do it by yourself. I'm trying to move past that, but somebody needs to hear it. You cannot do it by yourself. For every millennial out here, you can't do it by yourself. We need God. But isn't it good to know that we have him and he's present? That's why Jesus gives this prayer. He gives this model prayer to remind them. Look, when life gets tough, you got somebody you can call on. You've got an ever-present God, an ever-powerful God. He's showing, Jesus is showing the compassion of God to bring us back to the path when we have strayed. God is a deliverer and readily avails himself when we seek his hand of deliverance. When the evil one challenges us, and in some cases lures us into his traps. The prayer of the believer must be to be delivered. Never should we settle for a life of sin. Never should we settle for being stuck in the traps. Never should we settle for being in the snares. We should always be seeking for the delivering hand of God. We must look to God for his deliverance. When we submit to the power of God, we must be confident in God's power to keep us. Not only does he deliver us, but God keeps us. This is another benefit of the power of God. God can and will keep us from being destroyed by the evil one. Isn't that good news? Matter of fact, the old preacher would say, would tell me, Claude, that's a good place right there to go to the cross. Tell him, you know, he died on Calvary. Amen. Because he was looking out for you and I. Isn't that good news? These petitions encourage the disciples and likewise us to depend on the power of God to protect us from the works of Satan. We said earlier that we cannot defeat the devil alone. Truth is, we ought not try to fight the devil alone. Amen. You ought to be like my brothers and sisters were when we were coming up. They would go out and they would pick fights. Well, don't go pick fights. They would go out and they would end up in a fight and they'd come all the way home to get me to help them fight. Come here. I want to help somebody today. The same way we ought to be. We ought to be able to call on God. We don't have to do this fight by ourselves. Let God fight our battles with Satan. It's not an invitation to jump into the paths of sin, but it is a reminder that when we fall, God has the power to deliver us. He's a keeper. I didn't say that. The Bible clearly tells us that. John 17 and 15 says, do not ask. And in another prayer that Jesus is praying in John 17 and 15, he says, I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. 2 Thessalonians 3 and 3 says, but the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. 2 Timothy 4:18 says, the Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Trust the power of God. Trust the power of God in your life. Stop trying to make things happen on your own. Quit saying, I'm going to get it together. I'm going to get myself together. Stop saying it. Matter of fact, how you doing so far? Ask God to rescue you from whatever and wherever you are in life. I don't know who I'm talking to, but someone here is struggling with something. I stop here today to tell you that you've got help. You've got help. You don't have to stay there. Ask God to deliver you. You don't have to fight that battle by yourself. You have an ever-present God who's ever working, who's ever compassionate, who's ever loving, who's ever working in your and on your behalf. Trust him have confidence that he can deliver you. He will deliver you. You just got to trust him. I'm through now, but my soul is happy. Trust the power of God. You're not alone. Have confidence in his divine power. Have confidence in what he can do. Wherever you are, whatever you're dealing with, whatever your struggles, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Look, I meant to tell you that this is not only a request, but this is Jesus helping you to understand that it's a promise that when we call on him, he'll be readily available. I don't know who wrote this little prayer that I found some time ago, but I believe that each of us ought to be able to recite it from time to time as we continue to trust in the direction and the power of God in our lives. It says, God, be in my head and in my understanding. God, be in mine eyes and in my looking. God, be in my mouth and in my speaking. God, be in my heart and in my thinking. God, be at mine end and at my departing. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you. We honor you. We magnify you. We give you glory. We ask for your divine peace and power in our lives as we leave this place and as we continue in our lives day to day. We live assured and confident of your guidance and your deliverance. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Bethany Baptist Church. Feel free to make copies of this message to give others, but please do not charge for these copies or alter their content in any way without permission. For more information, visit us online at bethanycentral.org. Bethany Baptist Church exists to glorify God by proclaiming Jesus Christ as Lord and preparing His people to worship Him now and forever.